A really shiny guy with lamps and stars around him? What is Revelation 1 talking about? Hello, I am Christopher from the podcasting and YouTube channel of Christian Crispin, where we do all the Crispin about the Christian. That seems about right. Anyways, if you have not told anyone about your podcasting channel, or if you're new to this, you should go tell other people about it. It's great. It's great. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Anyways, so in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be going through in order the verses of Revelation 1 and talking about what they mean and some of the parts that we're going to be talking about what they could mean. So, just in case you've never been able to figure out Revelation 1 before, which is very possible, I'll be giving you my unique viewpoint of what it actually means. This is going to be a great series, guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I am, okay? This would be great. So, but before we get into that, let's get a word from our sponsor. Okay then, thank you, sponsor. And so we're going to begin at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. When you read the Bible, you begin with J-E-S-U-S. But when you understand the Bible, you begin with H-O-L-Y space S-P-I-R-I-A-T. You can quote me on that. Anyways, so we're going to be beginning. Verses 1 through 9 are kind of grouped together. And essentially it just says, this book is by Jesus. It's sent from Jesus with like God's help. God says, Jesus, I want you to take this and I want you to take it to John. And this is all about, it's all about the things that are going to happen soon. That's what it says, soon to happen, which is, people think, oh, it means it must happen in 5 years. No. God's out of time. Okay. So let's think with this soon. That could be 2000 years. Like how God's been right here. Like soon. He's like, there it is, right there, bam. So, yeah. And it also says, if you remember these things and store them up in your heart and, like, remember them and use them in your daily life, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be happy. God's going to be really happy with you because you're remembering what God's saying in his word, and you're actually using that in your daily life. And then it goes on to say, Jesus is coming, and when he does, things are going to happen. Yeah, that's essentially what it says. It's just, yeah, thanks for listening. And no, that's just a summary John gives us. That's almost the exact summary of Revelation. Jesus is coming, things are gonna happen. So you guys, wait, yeah. Nah. And so, and it says John was on Patmos, the island of Patmos, when he got the vision. Okay, so that's verses 1 through 9. Okay, so then we go into verse 10. In verse 10, and it's and so it says John says it was the Lord's day, and since John is Jew, I think, yeah, essentially a Saturday. I don't know. It's either Saturday or Sunday. You don't know because you know they thought Sunday was the Lord's day and Saturday was the Lord's day. So Saturday or Sunday, so it doesn't really matter. And he was like walking with God, like praying, reading the Bible, meditating on the word. And then it's like, bam, a big voice that was really loud. It says, like a trumpet, like a trumpet, it exploded behind him, which really just means it was really loud. It went, bam, wacha, whoosh. Yeah, probably not like that. But, and then verse 11, that's when it says, God said to John, paraphrasing for us, you're going to see these things. I want you to write them down. I want you to send them to the churches that I'm on a disc later. Oh, no, wait. I added that last part. Spoiler alert. Anyways, now we're going to get on to verses 12 through 16. Okay, so in verses 12 through 16, John sees that the voice was coming from a white dude with white hair, and he had shiny feet, like brass. It was really, he's just saying this guy was really bright. He was shining really brightly. This guy had a, because Jesus, okay? In case you haven't figured it out. He has a gold band around his chest. He's got a gold band going around his chest. I don't know what the, like a belt, but like around his chest. Yeah. And he had a tunic on, a white tunic going like all the way around. So, yeah. And his eyes, they had like fire in them. They're really fiery. They're really bright, full of power, okay? And then John says his voice was like many waters. And so I'm taking that being like powerful, because water is very powerful, but it's also gentle, okay? No one's ever been like, oh, the water really hurts me. No, the water's gentle, but it also has power to do much, okay? And then he says, there were these seven lamps, okay? Golden lampstands, okay? And in the right hand, okay, of Jesus, so he's saying he has seven stars. And so out of the mouth of Jesus is coming this two-edged blade, which is representing the word of Jesus, which is the Bible, and which is said in other passages in the New Testament. This is the armor of God. The Bible is a shield and sword, okay? It's your shield, it's your sword, your defense and your offense. And yeah. And so he had a pretty presence, sun countenance. So it says he has a countenance like the shining of the sun, which I'm just meaning it's like he's really bright, he's really shiny, powerful, something like that. In verse 17, John goes like, whoa. He goes, falls on his feet, and he goes, wachow, bam. I don't know if you guys heard that. I don't know. He goes, yeah. So that's how it goes. And then Jesus is so restraining, like, man, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, that's verse 17. Essentially, John falls. He goes, bam. He falls on his face. And Jesus is like, man, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And so then in verse 18 through 19, it says, essentially, he says, I'm Jesus. He doesn't actually say that. He's like, I'm the guy who rose and died again. Strike that. Reverse it. I'm the guy who died and rose again. You know, I resurrected. I'm like the Son of God or something. Yeah. He has, like you said, he has the keys of death and Hades because he's omnipotent. Yeah. And then he says, John, just in case you didn't hear me, the 30,000 other times I said this before, I need you to write these things down. Yeah. John's not a very good listener. He probably has ADD. He needs to get some help. Yeah. Anyways. And so then in verse 20, Jesus be like, I know you're looking at these lampstands and these stars. I'm about to tell you all about them. But before we get into that, I think it's time for another word from our sponsor. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, so Jesus says, see these seven stars and these seven lamps, okay? He says, these seven stars are the angels of the churches in Asia. You know, Ephesus, the ones he disses later, the one he tells John to go take a look at. You know, those ones? Yeah. He says, those are the angels of those churches. And then he says, you see these, you know, lampstands, I think that's what it's called them. He's like, yeah, those are the churches themselves. Okay. And so the churches are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philly. Yep. You know, Philadelphia is actually a church, so yeah, and Laodicea. Yeah, so that's what those are, and that gets kind of more important in the Revelation 2, which will be coming out in the next few days, I think. And so, just want to Once again, thank all my listeners for listening. Thank you for doing the thing you do. Yeah. Anyways, I really do mean it, though. Thank you all for listening. And have a nice day. And don't forget to stay crisp.